From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The U.S. Apple Association has named Yakima's Domex Superfresh Growers Marketing Director Mike Preacher as its new Board of Directors Chairman. U.S. Apple President Jim Baer says Mike's hands-on commitment to the apple industry and U.S. Apple have been a tremendous asset to the organization and can only grow during his leadership. His go-get-em attitude is infectious and I expect will breathe a renewed energy into the organization. Preacher will serve the 2020-21 term. Gebers Farbs out of Brewster, Washington says state COVID-19 testing at its apple, cherry, and pear growing operation shows their preventative measures have been effective at protecting workers. Washington State Department of Health officials tell thepacker.com during a routine COVID-19 press update that of the more than 3,000 workers tested to date at Gebers Farms, 99.3% were negative for the virus. Gebers Farms employs around 4,500 people at peak season in July, including 2,500 H-2A guest workers. Following Governor Gavin Newsom's announced support for Proposition 15, the split-roll property tax initiative, California Farm Bureau Federation President Jamie Johansen says the endorsement ignores its harmful impact on the state's rural communities. Prop 15 would establish a split-roll property tax that would reassess and raise taxes on commercial properties and industrial properties, including ag facilities. Johansen says Governor Newsom has sided with public employees unions over the hardworking folks in California's rural and ag communities. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.